Portuguese language is a Roman language, a Latin language, one of the five Latin languages, along with the Spanish, French, and the Italian, and Romanian also. But it's the one who is growing very spectacularly in the recent years. As you said, there's 265 million people right now as natives that speak that language as a native language. And especially in Africa, it's growing a lot, even there in South Africa.
Let's talk about how the language has remained an official medium of communication in some African countries that were Portuguese colonies.
Yes, there are right now six African countries that have Portuguese as official language, which are your neighbors Mozambique and Angola, but also Cape Verde, Guinea-Bissau, São Tomé and Príncipe, and the recent kid on the block is Equatorial Guinea. And so these are the six countries in Africa that have the Portuguese as official language.
Now, when was World Portuguese Day established and why?
It was established, as you said, by UNESCO, and it is a landmark because it's the day where the official Portuguese community of state was also inaugurated. So it's a landmark also because nowadays Portuguese is the third Western language in the world, after English and Spanish, and six or seven in the entire world. In Africa, it has a huge potential because, especially of Mozambique and Angola, because the demographic trends of those countries until the end of this century will put the Portuguese language as one of the ones who is going to be most spoken in Africa after English, even before French. So there are good perspectives for the Portuguese language, and we hope that in the near future it could be one of the official languages of the United Nations.
So how many Portuguese-speaking countries celebrate the day?
Nine Portuguese-speaking countries, as I told you before, six in Africa, and then Brazil, Portugal, and Timor-Leste, and those are nine Portuguese countries. But there are also other territories where Portuguese is official language, like Macau in China, for instance. And even there in South Africa, Portuguese is not an official language yet, but it's one of the non-official languages who has grown a lot in the recent years because of the Portuguese community there, but also from the part of the Mozambicans and Angolans who are going also to South Africa. So it's possible that in the near future is going to be also an official language in South Africa.
All right, no, most certainly. And now that, we spoke about, Professor, the language, the day's establishment, as well as the countries, in a nutshell, can you just take us through the richness of the Portuguese culture?
Yes, because you have this language all over the world, not because of the countries that I just mentioned, but also because of the Portuguese community abroad. If you go to Asia, to India, for instance, there are certain cities and certain places where you can speak Portuguese. If you go to Malaysia, if you go to China, even Japan, not to mention, of course, South America and North America, in all those places you can find Portuguese communities, and they left their traces, especially on their culture and on their language. So it's also a kind of a celebration all around the world, because it's not only in the nine countries who have Portuguese as an official language, but also in other countries who